Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, we're going to be talking about coping through Christ. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 31, 1 through chapter 32, verse 35, Psalm 22, 6 through 10, Proverbs 5, 7 through 8, Matthew 26, 26 through 51. We're going to be talking about coping through Christ. Our focal scripture is going to be Matthew 26, 38, which says, "My soul is swallowed up in sorrow to the point of death. Remain here and stay awake with me." It is better to face disappointment and feel it than to pretend it is not there. And when I say feel it, I mean exactly that. Most people, I find, just walk around the edges of their disappointment. In a way, they would walk cautiously around the rim of a volcano, admitting that they had been disappointed, but working hard over unconsciously to blunt the feelings of disappointment with a "let's not stay here too long" attitude. The usual response to what I'm now saying is, surely there is no point to being willing to enter into all the pain of our disappointments. What is past is past. Isn't it better to forget the hurts and disappointments of the past and get on with life? Sounds quite rational and sensible, doesn't it? However, it is not the best way to deal with life. The more deeply we are willing to face our disappointments, the readier we will be to turn to Christ and draw from Him the strength that we need to cope with them. The danger we face when we are unwilling to feel and as openly as possible the disappointments that come our way is that we will come to depend on our own strategies to cope with them and turn them only partially to Christ for strength. Facing and feeling disappointed and feeling the disappointment is a sure way to come to recognize that God is the only one who can help us to cope. When we face and feel our disappointments, we will cling more closely to Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we want to live fully and frankly. Help us to face whatever goes on inside of us with complete honesty. Save me from all self-deception. And help us to be a fit instrument for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 1 Kings chapter 19, Hebrews 4:15, and keep these two questions in mind. What was Elijah's disappointment? And two, how did he respond to it? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride. And I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.